Bridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on frequency are invited to check in. An added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 50. Traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. As a directed net, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCHU portion. For calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-in. For KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello, N4MRY, Mary in Piedmont, KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, KO4NNH, Fred in Pelzer, AA4RM, one of our Monday night net controllers, that's Robert in Easley, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's, and KO4NNJ, Tyler and Taylor's. Those who checked in early through the BRARS webpage, and wish them a happy evening. Next, I think this weekend was the weekend where the West Cars offered the test. Yes, it was this past Saturday, yesterday. So hopefully there are some new hams out there just waiting to check in. So we'll give an opportunity for those who may have taken the test last month and maybe feel a little uncomfortable checking in with the regular group a chance to check in. And next month we'll give those who took the test this past Saturday a chance to check in also by themselves. So we'll call for new hams only. Please call call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It doesn't look like we have any new hams wishing to check in at this time. So we will go to Echolink stations only. Echolink station, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control, please check in. KN4HTP, Wendy, I'm in Michigan tonight. See you in a couple of days.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4HTP, my wife Wendy up in Michigan. Echolink stations only. It looks like another station came up. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't know if Fred, W4FCM, is listening on his phone, but I don't know if he's having problems or not and where I can't hear him, but Fred, if you want to text your check-in, that would be great, because I'm not hearing anything come through on Echolink. I'd like to get you in the log, so please try Echolink or regular RF. I'd be glad to get you in the log. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle,
we're all in default and we'll all be negative and negative. W2MJB. Good evening, please check in. K4PAN, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November, Alex and Clemson, negative, negative.
W2MJB. Hey, Mark. Good to hear you calling on that. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JB. Check in Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, K1CJW, Roland and Pickens, and negative, and good evening to all.
And Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
JB. Mark and Wendy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was an excellent group of check-ins to start out the net tonight. First off, we have Rick, KK4DMW, there in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Rick. Just to let you know, Rick, there is some noise on your signal, so don't know if there's something wrong with the radio or if it's just the weather, but just giving you a heads up there. Generally, you're pretty clear coming into the net. So, next we have K4BAN, Alex in Clemson, and our net manager, W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Next we have K1CJW, Rowan in Pickens. Thanks for coming in tonight, Rowan. We have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. And our Wednesday night net manager and swap net manager is KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in, all of you. And have a wonderful evening, and be safe out there. Any other check-ins that go through, or Alpha that go through until, let me get myself straight here, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. I know I'm out of group, but I'm on another net on the HF, and I need to go back to it. Negative and negative tonight.
2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, checking in WU2T, Rusty, and Warren, who's on another net. Thanks for taking time to jump over, Rusty, and checking in with me. Appreciate it. Good luck on the net. With that, let's go to Alpha through, excuse me, having a real problem with my alphabet tonight. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Kemmer, North Carolina. All to Wendy, hello. All negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. It's Patrick over in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, checking in KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Wendy is actually listening on Echolink, so she heard your well wishes, and appreciate you checking in tonight, Harry. She'll be back for the net next month, unless I get her to call the net next Sunday, since it's my birthday, so... Anyway, next we have KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel. So we'll move to the next group, India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. It's saying 73s for each one of you.
JB. Mark, this is Sam. KG4LPF. Kilo Golf. Lima Papa Foxtrot. Please take me in, Slap Him. Thank you very much. Then praise to you.
MJB. So, India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI on the HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
You too, MJB. Mark, interesting that you have a birthday next Sunday. I have one on Monday. Happy birthday to us. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Next, we have KG4LPF, Sam in Slaptown. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sam. Andy on Table Rock, KI4LZI. Thanks for checking in tonight, Andy. And then our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, my fellow birthday boy. Happy birthday tomorrow, Larry, and hopefully you have a wonderful birthday there in Greer. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. So, Larry, have a great birthday, and wishing you the best. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control. Control, please check in. Kilo Charlie 8. Zulu, Yankee Bravo, name Chef in Greenville, short time, no traffic.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC8ZYB, Jeff in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff. Clyde, that's it for India through Lima, so we'll move to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Inman, running totally off of solar power tonight. My whole station. I will be negative and negative.
JB, and out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden.
No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OIM, our Tuesday night net controller, and that's Walt in Inman. Congratulations, running your whole station off of the solar power, and sounds like you're making some headway there and trying to get off the grid a little bit when it comes to the radio, and wish you the best of luck there. And next we have K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Thanks for checking in tonight, Pat. Any other check-ins come through the group of Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the Mike through Papa group, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Someone's calling net control but not coming back. Go ahead for net control.
Net control.
JB. Ken Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, don't you? Good evening to you and all the net.
No control. K4W. Granville County.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WN4S, Chris and Lyman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Appreciate it. That one station that keeps calling net control, you're way down in the noise and I can't pull anything out. So if you want to move around a little bit and try to check in, I will get you in the log. So that's it for Mike through Papa right now, or Quebec through Tango. So we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, please check in. November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in my wife, AF4ET Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We down here in Gray Court. We'd be negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4UZ, Mike, in Great Court. He brings along his wife, Nancy, and, excuse me, AF4ET. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Mike, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. Comment.
Yeah, we want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day today, and hope you had a good one. Just, I forgot to say that when I was checking in. November 4, Uniform Zulu, we clear.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it was Father's Day as well. My son called me, and I was surprised that he called me, and I wasn't even making the connection between him calling me and it being Father's Day, so... short-lived Sunday, Father's Day, welcome and congratulations to all those fathers out there. One more call for check-ins. Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Granville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Tommy. Looks like that's it for the individual group, so we'll go ahead and move to Alpha through Zulu, the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB,
check in Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Echo.
Who? So you in and out Kilo Oscar 4 India Sierra Golf K4 ISG Danny Gas Tony Rasta County. You have a good night, good net, and 73 and happy Father's Day to all you fathers.
KB WD4DYH Johnny Travelers Rest, one piece of traffic, no round table. Good evening. Mark.
WK4FEC. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Apologize, gentlemen. I think there's a couple that I got lost on here. KO4EEE, you did give me your name or location. You're not in my log on my laptop, so your name didn't pop up or your location. So if you can check back with your name and location, I would appreciate it.
This is KO4EEE. I apologize for that. I forgot about that for just a split second, and I didn't remember until the next person keyed up. This here is Jeff. I'm currently mobile right now in Seneca, but the home base is in Newry, South Carolina. That'd be negative and negative.
K2MJB, recognizing KO4EEE, Jeff, mobile in Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff. Drive safely and arrive home with all four wheels on the pavement. Next, we have another one that the radio got a little bit of static on part of your call sign. I got a K44IFG. I think the name was Dan. Can you recheck, please?
Command net control. It's a Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra, Germany. And it's Danny, Delta Alpha, November Yankee. Yes, sir.
I'm Danny, that's K-O-4-I-S-G, and Gastonia. Appreciate you rechecking on that. And next, we have WD-4-DYH, Johnny, in Traveler's Rest with a little announcement. Johnny, do you want to wait until after the roll call, or do you want to go ahead and give your announcement now?
Until after roll call, WD-4-DYH.
Very much. I'll get back to you here shortly. Looks like we got an Echolink station up. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
4HR. Portable in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. Sounds like you got a good net. No traffic, no comments. I'll stick around for a little while just to listen. But again, no traffic, no comments. 73, do you know everyone on the net?
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing AK4HR, Mike and Taylors. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Mike. And have a wonderful evening. And hopefully you'll be able to stay around for Johnny's announcement. I'm sure he's got something important to say. So any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
One X-ray radio, Michael, mobile in Seneca, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N1XRR, Michael in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in tonight, Michael. Appreciate it. Let's try one more call for Alpha through Zulu before we go to the announcement. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, but you may want to hold on for a minute before give Johnny a chance to give his announcement. And I don't have anybody for RACCHU, so we'll go straight to Johnny, WD4DYH, for your announcement.
WD4DYH, real quick announcement, reminder of Field Day coming up next weekend. Would like to invite everybody that would like to attend. We're going to be posting detailed information tonight on the website. And if you have any questions, I've got a phone number that you can call that I can give out now or later, depending on whether or not somebody wants the information. WD4DYH, back to net control.
WD4DYH, do you want to just go ahead and give out the phone number that they can call, just in case?
If you would like to copy yourself in case somebody asks you, the person to contact is Bob Finley, last name spelled F-I-N-L-E-Y, K-4-R-H-F is his call, K-4-R-H-F. And phone number is 864-436-5000. Again, 864-436-5000. Email address, k4rhf@mail.com. Again, k4rhf@mail.com. I'll copy.
I got Bob Finley, K4RHF, phone number 864-436-5000, email k4rhf@mail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Appreciate that announcement, and hopefully those out there will attend the field day this coming Saturday. Hopefully it won't be too hot. And there will be some nourishment and bring some liquid just so you can stay hydrated. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we've pretty much got all the check-ins tonight. And no other announcements or comments, so I'll go ahead and let you know that tomorrow night Wendy would be calling the net, KN4HTP, but she is still out of town, so I will be calling the net for her tomorrow night. So please come back and check in with me tomorrow. The net report will be submitted electronically. If you'll hold on a minute, I will submit that, and you should hear it in just a minute. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in. I wish everyone a happy Father's Day, what's remaining of it, and have a great week next week. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night.
4EZN, KC4EZN, this is KI4LZI portable.
KI4LCI, KC4EZN. Good evening, Andy.
Get around and looking at that website yet?
I sure did. And it is addictive. I looked at it, looked at a bunch of the, you know, the headers and stuff, and thought I need to come back. But I got a couple other things I got to get done first. I believe a man can spend a fair amount of time watching that, looking at that website. They have a lot of really interesting old radios that I'd like to know more about.
Only one number. I can spend hours at a time on that site just looking at it because it's long before my time.
KI4LCI, KC4EZN. Well, it's kind of interesting because, I say, I have owned a couple of old radios. I wish I still had them, but at the time I had them, I was young and foolish. Now I'm old and foolish, but I had that Philco Model 37650, which was one of the old bullet radios. And then I had a, and I still have a Hallicrafter S53A that I need to go through and make it work again. That was radio that I got somewhere when I was like maybe 12 or 13 years old. And then while we were messing around in high school, I picked up an ARC 5, which I'm not real sure what that exactly came out of. I think it was an aircraft receiver, but that basically it covered like 3 to 5 megahertz, weighed about a ton and a half, had a dynamotor on it, and a friend of mine converted it over and took the dynamotor off and put a tube-type rectifier on it and made it work. And between it and that old Philco, I could pretty much listen to everything I wanted to hear. KI4LZI, KC4EZN.
For LZI ID. Well, you saw those other Philcos there. Most of those, that if you said about that, I had the eye, most of them were the big cabinet style model.
Saw that, and I'm not too sure what the biggest difference was. But the big cabinet models had a big speaker. Back then, in the high voltage section, they had an inductor as part of the, that two electrolytic capacitors with an inductor between them, and that was the filter, the AC filter to keep the hum out. And the inductor was the coil in the speaker. It didn't have a permanent magnet, it had an electromagnet. And so I think that was really and truly the biggest difference. I think the radios were about the same. They squashed this one up a little bit in that they had the rectifier tube sitting on top of the power transformer. The tube socket was part of the transformer housing. But, yeah, all that stuff was really interesting, and it was kind of interesting to see how they did some things. Anyway, like I said, I haven't been back lately because we've been out of town some and trying to get ready for field day and some other things going on. And like I say, once I watched that thing, I think I spent about an hour just kind of cruising up and down seeing what they had. And I thought, I could spend a lot of time here. K KI4LZI, KC4ECN.
4LZI, well, after I tell people about it and they look, they see what I'm talking about. Very informative, and for people who's redoing some of this old gear, like power crafters, Hamlin, and Nash, and all that, you go looking at it and they in there and see how they go through the biography of this gear. It'll help you in the long run in redoing it, especially if you've forgotten about some of what's in it.
Yeah, that they have some pretty good literature too. I've got the manual that came with my Halicrafter, so, and I've been through it in its lifetime a couple of times. I retubed it about 20 years ago, I don't know where you get tubes checked these days, other than just buy a new set. I'm not going to do that because that radio does not, it's an AM only radio. Single sideband was just barely beginning to be known when I got that radio, and the manual said that if you flipped on the CW switch and turned on the carrier and used the fine tuning knob, which turned out to be one plate in the tuning capacitor, you might pick up single sideband. All I ever got out of it was Donald Duck. I could tell that they were there, but couldn't tell what they were saying. But anyway, it is kind of interesting to look at some of that old stuff and see that a lot of the electronic stuff was mechanical as opposed to electronic. But anyway, back to you, Andy.
Well, that was the guy. Oh, I'm not going to hold you long. I'm on a small HT right now, and it eats up real quick here on high power in particular. But I was just wondering, every time I told people about it, then they look at it, they see it, always tell me they're glad that I told them about it because they had no clue that that kind of detail was around to be seen about it. Not easy anyway.
Good, Andy. I bookmarked it so I can go. I put it up in that section that you don't put very many bookmarks in. That way I can find it quicker. But anyway, I appreciate you giving me that because that can be a lot of fun. One of these days I'm gonna get stuff done and just spend some time poking around there. Go save your battery or put it in a charger, and we'll talk to you later, Andy. KI4LZI, KC4EZN, SIP 3.
Not necessarily that right now. I'm on a small one, the T90A, and it heats up real fast. Very fast compared to the O2AT I got. And as a result, I can't use it too long. You might say this is my new one, the one I first bought when I got my license. KI4LZI portable.
4LZI, KC4EZN. Yeah, I've got an O2AT. The problem with it is the tone function quit. And I think I've called in on this net a couple of times with it just to see if it works. And I run it on low power and then run it through an amplifier because the amplifier can handle the heat a little bit better. But I can get into this repeater sometimes with a half a watt from up here. So that O2AT is a good radio, and I wish the tone function still worked because that was my first radio, and it's still a good solid chunk of hardware. I had mine opened up so I could pick up the weather bands, and then I had to replace the antenna connector, and I tell you what, I have never seen so much stuff squashed in such a small place. I took that thing apart as carefully as I could, slowly took the case off, and it had like three or four circuit boards in there that were all connected to ribbon cable. And I know now they can put all that stuff on one little tiny chip about the size of your little finger, but it was kind of amazing. We'll turn it back to you, Andy, and talk to you later. KI4LZI, KC4EZN.
Tonight to pick up this small one, because I dropped it here about a little over a month ago, and want to make sure everything about it still functioning while I had my problem with my foot. And check it out, see that it's still functioning. KI4 LZI Portal.
You're real well, Andy. I don't hear any white noise or anything like that, so and you're loud and clear. But anyway, we'll talk at you later. KI4 LZI, KC4EZN.
About 5 years ago, and right now I'm only running 5 watts, so I'll be clear here on your final. And you get that other radio hooked up, want a radio check? I'm just sitting here doing nothing, monitoring the HF radio, and if I'm around, I'll come back and give you a radio check. 7-3.
10-4 Walt, good copy. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that old radio and do another call back, and I will call you out or give you a shout. WK4SC,
K1CJW. Are you in there, Walt? How'd you make out? Are you Tess?
Too good, Roland. On the upper GI, they found the growth on my esophagus. They cut a piece of it off and sent that in.
And then he said they wasn't a square inch of my stomach lining, and it was eat up with ulcers. And I've been taking omeprazole through the PA for about 10 years. And last year on the news, it came on there that omeprazole was causing ulcers and stomach cancers. I went back to the VA because I was starting to really get acid reflux again. And I told my doctor about it, and I said, it may be this omeprazole. And she said, you're going to be dead from something else before that kills you. And she doubled my dose. Well, this doctor, Thursday, he said, you can take it if you want, but I'm telling you, if it was me, I'd flush it down the commode. And he's going to talk to a couple more doctors and see if they can put me on some sort of medication for that. And then on colonoscopy, they found 8 polyps, and they done a biopsy on that, so I'm sitting in the dark now waiting on test results rolling.
Did you ask for a different doctor at the VA?
I haven't seen a doctor in over 3 years at the VA. I had to keep seeing nurse practitioners. They didn't have enough doctors to staff the place. And then they called me back in February and said, you need to come in for some blood work and a checkup and see the nurse practitioner. And I told them, I said, listen, I'm not being rude or anything, but it's been 3 years and I need to see a doctor. And she said, well, we'll see what we can do. And about a week later, they called me and told me to be over there at 9 o'clock that next Tuesday. And I got to see a doctor then. She's in been in the Air Force 20-something years. And she seemed to know what she was doing. She's the one that suggested that I have this upper GI and colonoscopy done. And this doctor down here in Spartanburg, he's going to send her the results of my tests, whatever they're going to be. But man, Roland, I don't want them to operate on me again.
J.W., I can understand that 100%. Well, I go to the VA quite a bit. In fact, I have an appointment in August with a doctor. I had one in April. I think there is something new today. It's called a Veterans Choice. If you don't like your doctor, I'm almost positive that you can pick someone else and they will honor that. You could even, I think you could even go to a private doctor, but I'm not sure of that. Excuse me. The doctor that I go to down at VA, he gives me anything I want. I mean, if I ask for the money, he's going to give it to me. And he's very good. I like him. And maybe you could swap doctors or something like that. And have you heard of this Veterans Choice? Do you know exactly what that is?
I did that for this. That's the reason she got me this doctor, because I told her I was not going to Columbia. They wanted me to go to Columbia to have all that done. And I've been in that hospital down there one time, and I'd rather die and go to hell than go back in that hospital for one night. That was the worst place I ever been in my life. And she got me the appointment with this private doctor up here in Spartanburg. And I had to file it on my Medicare and all. And I had to pay $45 copay.
He sent me to the hospital four times last year. Well, as far as I know, so far I haven't paid anything at all. And I can't understand why it's been so long that you haven't seen a doctor and they send you a nurse practitioner. I have a daughter here, but she's a disabled veteran. I have a grandson that he's also a veteran. And I'm also a veteran, and I'm very, very well, every one of us, we are very well satisfied with the VA. I don't understand why you've got problems. Something to think about, well, K1CJW.
Nurse practitioner sent me to Columbia for some tests. And at the time, I had my neck brace on and couldn't drive. My daughter had to take a day off from work to take me to Columbia. I got down there, signed in. They took my ID card, told me to have a seat. I sat there for 2 hours. They never did call me. I finally went up to the desk and asked what was taking so long. Well, what's your name? And I told her. And she said, oh, Mr. Bradshaw, your appointment is not till next Friday. I said, here's my appointment, my letter right here for today. And she said, well, somebody down there in administration messed up. Come back next Friday. Well, the next Friday, my daughter took another day off from work, took me down there. I signed in, have a seat. I had a seat. After about an hour, they called me up there and said, what doctor sent you down here? I said, I don't have a doctor. I have a nurse practitioner. I think her name was Renee Brown. And she said, well, she didn't put on here what kind of test she wanted run. And we ain't got nobody here today that can make that decision. We'll send you a letter when to come back. And they never did send me a letter, Roland. I went down there 2 weeks in a row and sit all the way from here to Columbia.
My daughter had a test taken a while back, and they wanted to send her to Columbia. And she called them, and she told them that she wanted a local doctor. A local test. And lo and behold, she got it right there, no problems at all. She went to someplace in Greenville, it doesn't matter where, but she did not have to go to Columbia. I do not understand why you're having all these problems. You got to speak out with the VA. Be very, very polite. That's very important. But be firm. K1CJW.
K4OIM for ID. Well, my doctor, the new one I've just got, she told me the reason they couldn't keep doctors were that the patients now are old and ornery and hard to get along with. They'll hit them with their cane, they'll cuss them and everything else. And she said doctors don't have to put up with that. She said it was the veterans' fault that they can't keep doctors. It was because of them being so rude to the doctors and the nurses over there.
When I call them, I am unbelievably polite. I don't care if they totally make a mess of it, which so far I cannot think where they had done that with me. But I am very polite, and I have always got what I want. Being kind to them, I think, is a key word. And I can understand when people get old and nasty, you know. I'm 91 years old, and sometimes I don't act my age. God won't.
I'm thinking about switching hospitals. I'm going to wait till I get these test results back. I was thinking about going to North Carolina up here to OT in Asheville to that VA hospital. They say they real nice up there. Well, when I see them at Greenville, they are nice. It's just they ain't got the doctors to staff the place.
That's the first time I heard that. My daughter had a woman doctor, but I don't know what her name was. But she's not there anymore. She just quit recently. And it was probably for that reason. But if anybody's nasty to them, they did not include me in that group at all whatsoever. Go ahead, Walt.
Oh, there personally and see how some of the older vets cuss them and raise sand and all. I wouldn't put up with it myself, Roland.
So, Walt, I don't know what to say. I never had problems with them. I've been with the VA for, I'm going to guess 25, 30 years. I started out there with the VA. I was in Florida when I lived in Florida. And I lived in Florida for 20 years. I remember the first problem I had. I went out there and I didn't feel right at all. So I decided to go sit on the VA. And they asked me, they said, how long you been on blood pressure pills? I said, I don't know. I don't have blood pressure. I don't have high blood pressure, and I'm not on pills. He says, well, you're right on the pills, but you will have some blood pressure pills before you leave this office tonight, or today. Because my blood pressure was something, I don't know, they said over 200, I don't know, it was ridiculously high. But they took good care of me that same day. K1CJW.
Tuesday night, when I called the net, yeah, I was about to close it. I was talking to Gary, K-I-4-D-O-S, over there in Easley, the Wednesday night net controller. I was talking to him, and all he was, boom, and I was in the dark, no power. I reckon the squirrels got up in that transformer again right at the end of my drive. We've been living in this house. She bought it a little over 4 months ago. And that same transformer has blown four times now. And I was about to close the net out when, quick as I got through with the QSO with Gary, when it blew. I'm sitting here, I can't figure out what to do. I had a flashlight. I was already on EchoLink on my phone. So I used EchoLink to finish the net and send my net report. But tonight I've totally got my shack. All of my radio equipment's running off the solar as of today, Roland.
Okay, I don't know much about solar. Hey, listen, I still got your radio here. Excuse me. Excuse me, well. But I bring it to you, but I don't have any wheels. I don't know if I told you, but I don't drive anymore. I've gotten some spells, and when I drove my car into my daughter's house, she did not appreciate that at all. So she kind of stole my driver's license, but I agree with her. I'm a big problem being behind the wheel today. I already had two short blackouts, and I had one when I was over here. I actually blacked out, and what happened is when I did, I must have moved my foot or something. I put my foot on the gas pedal about 10 feet away from our house. And, you know, the rest went right through the wall. And I still got your radio here. There's no hurry when you want to pick it up. Don't worry about it. Just sitting here doing nothing. You can have them. I don't care if I have to wait a year, if I'm still around. And I hope your health gets better, but I think you could do better at the VA. Because Everything you tell me about the VA, I've never heard it. K1CJW.